Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kalula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I just thought I'd start.
I just wanted to start because we're late. You know,
I'm not wearing headphones, so you don't bother. It won't bother me today. Your annoying ass soundboard
like,
will not bother me.
You know
today.
What? I was like, I thought I'd do something to wake
No, I don't want the sound. I don't want the headphones. I'm actually enjoying not having to hear the soundboard.
We are a little bit late tonight because we have a super awesome and fairly large band.
We have a full band in here.
We have a full band in the station. So we just got them set up and we're ready to go. How was your week, Eddie?
It was okay.
Just
every week.
Sounds fantastic. Tell us more.
I live a life of in the middle.
In the middle of...
Every St. Patrick's Day, because I have a five-year-old, right? Every St. Patrick's Day, I sneak up in the middle of the night and I lay those gold chocolate coin things.
Yeah.
I lay a trail of those into the bathroom and then I put green food coloring in the toilet. And I've convinced my son that a leprechaun shows up.
And he's just like, dude.
Drops coins and then pisses in the toilet and leaves.
So what did he say in the morning?
He wants to know if the leprechaun if he poops green. So next year I'm going to take a dump in the toilet and leave it there.
You got to make a documentary about that,
and then,
please.
And I'm like, that's a big dump for a leprechaun.
It's probably the size of a leprechaun.
A leprechaun limped
out
of here.
You know, you're a fairly large, you know.
I'm just saying that size of a turd coming out of a leprechaun, he's going to limp home.
Yeah, I think he needs some fiber or something. Something.
That was my idea.
So I saw that you performed at the Improv over the weekend.
Yeah, on Sunday.
How was that?
It was fine.
You're like, it was okay.
It's like seven people in the crowd. It's, you know.
It doesn't matter that you're still getting up, man.
It's fine. It's good.
You're like,
it's nothing to talk about. It's not. You know.
Well, but you know, I saw it on Facebook and I was like, oh, dude, I can't wait to talk to that.
Nothing happened. It was just, yeah.
I cheated on our radio station. I played on another radio station.
I heard.
It was pretty fun, actually.
Yeah, was it?
The voice of Goofy was one of the co-hosts. So there was like, there was one hot chick, one guy that was super cool, was way into music, one guy that sounded like Goofy, and a bunch of interns. And it was super fun to play. But
did he talk like Goofy the whole time?
I asked him to. I was like, you have to ask me every question as Goofy for the rest of the hour.
And he did, and
he did all these other impersonations. It was awesome. I was like, wow. He's gonna come on our show. I'm like, you gotta come on our
Gorsh.
Show. Like,
Gorsh.
He did do that one. That was the go-to. But I mean, it was kind of weird. You know, you hear Goofy impressions and. Usually they're okay, but to actually
I don't hear
have
a lot of Goofy impressions.
Really? I do.
It's not something you
I
really...
I seek it out.
Who does Goofy impressions?
Well, you see it on TV. You've never seen Goofy impressions like on TV by stand-up comics or like,
no.
Voiceover people? Really?
No.
Maybe I know just circus people.
Maybe you only watch one thing, and you think it's a bunch of different things.
Maybe you should go to hell.
Hit some on the soundboard. Gorsh.
I wish I had a Goofy sound effect. You should get one.
God damn it!
No, that's
that was
not
me.
That's not Goofy at all. That's not even close.
How about this one? How about this one?
I'm here for the gangbang.
Not even close. Trying to be a funny man over there. No, but you know what was amazing? I played this radio station, and it overlooked the ocean. All so right. It was like, I'm watching the sunset, I'm watching waves crash, and I'm like, man, they got one up on us on LA Talk Radio.
What are you talking about? We get to see
the valley. We get city lights. We get to see the valley. It's cool. It's nice that we even have a window.
We get Sherman Oaks.
We get Sherman. Hey, Sherman Oaks, you're giving away where we are.
So the two fans can come and knock the doors down?
That's not true. Actually, we have over 10,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 5 months.
Until I see actual people listening, I don't believe it.
Well, how do you know that? How do you know if anybody's listening?
I don't believe fake internet numbers.
No, you can't. They're bullshit. But you know, actually,
they're bots.
No, I don't think so. Actually,
yeah, like Twitter followers. They're all bots.
Dude, why are you all going? You're going dark, man. You need a hug, dude. Seriously. Somebody hug this guy.
I had too much coffee.
You woke up with a bad hair day. You were like, today's
every day's a bad
suck,
hair day when you're 40.
you're like Bill Murray mid like Lost in Translation, except
I'm younger. Bill Murray the entire first half of Groundhog's Day.
So the no redemption?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. That's
every day is the same. You're just like freaking pissed.
You see any good movies?
No, I haven't seen anything. There's nothing I really want to see.
You know what sucks? I actually saw a really good movie. Have you heard of The Drop?
No.
It's with James Gandolfini. I think it's one of his last movies. Mm-mm. Surprisingly, a super good movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't do that great in the theaters, but it was totally a suspense drama, kind of like a mafia movie. And
I watched Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, that's good.
Well, in honor of Leonard Nimoy passing.
Dude.
I watched it.
Good man.
Such a good movie. Such a good movie.
Are you raising Colton on some Star Trek?
No.
You're like, I want this kid to get laid. I don't want him to be a Trekkie.
Star Trek.
I don't want him to be a Trekkie like his dad. So how's kindergarten? Is he enjoying
it?
He's fine.
He's doing good.
Is he doing all right in homework and all that?
Yeah.
Is he stumping you with any of his homework?
No, I got basic math and subtraction down. So once we get the fractions,
they don't
I'm
do handwriting at kindergarten yet, right? Is he just learning like how to write letters and shit?
Yeah, they don't do like handwriting anymore. Like, cursive, they don't teach cursive anymore.
Oh my God, my brother would make fun of me because I still write in cursive.
Really?
When did you abandon cursive?
The minute they taught it to me in school. I'm like, this is stupid.
Why? It's like you connect all the letters. It's easy. It's
dumb.
It's one flow of the pen. So you print everything that takes
Yeah, time. Like every other human being in the world.
Yeah, well.
Except when you sign your name on a document, then you just scribble.
That's when you actually should sign your name properly. You're like, forget it.
Nah.
Well, we got a wonderful band in the audience, in the studio. And I think they may have just walked in. Oh,
I hope there's not a fire.
There are no escapes. There are no escapes. How you guys doing? This is Island Apollo. Ryan, why don't you introduce everybody and tell them what they're playing?
Hey, guys. I'm Ryan. I'm the singer for the band. To my left is Austin Farmer, keyboardist and singer. On the left of him, Heath Farmer, guitarist. And
brothers. Right?
Yeah, we got another brother, too, to the left of him, Adam Farmer.
That would be the listener's
the
right.
Oldest.
To the listener's right.
Yes.
Listener's right. And finishing off strong, Maddie Champagne.
Maddie? Is that really your last name?
I know a Matt. I know a comic named Matt Champagne.
That's impressive.
I've Googled him.
Dude. Yeah. I'm friends with him.
It's me and him. Tell him we'll have a...
Champagne.
A fight off for the name.
You should have a champagne brunch.
Have a broken bottle fight.
Yeah.
For the name.
I'm the real champagne.
I don't have to. Wow, crazy
champagne.
Wasn't he like a go kart driver at first?
He might have been. I don't know.
Dude, we don't. This isn't his bio. Come on, guys.
It's the most interesting thing that's happened in the first 11 minutes of the show.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Not everybody here is wearing green, but you know what?
I'm basically from Ireland. I don't need to wear green.
I know, but that doesn't count.
It's my birthday.
It is your birthday. Happy
25th
birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. 25. Yeah. Yeah. Quarter century. This is big.
We used to call him the leprechaun because it's his birthday and he's
Our studio audience loves that.
Yeah.
They love that it's your birthday. They're cheering you on.
They're very generous.
I think it was Ryan sneaking into your house into your toilet.
And not flushing the toilet?
Yeah.
It's a filthy habit.
And he never flushes anyway.
Filthy habit.
Sounds like me.
It's an unknown sound to him. If it's yellow, let it mellow, right?
Wow.
If it's green, flush it.
Wait, so did you like watch Colton's reaction to the green pee?
Yeah.
And what was his reaction?
He's kind of freaked out about it. To be honest, kind of freaked out about it. That some little thing comes in there and uses the bathroom.
He's probably just like...
throws a couple coins on the floor and leaves. It's kind of a funny tradition.
She's basically paying him to flush the toilet. That's basically how that
started. That's what our mom did for Christmas. Yeah.
Really?
Every year. Same exact thing.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, it must be tradition.
Wait, now, no green pee, though. Come on now. You're like, well...
You know what Santa does.
So wait, I got a question. Since you have three brothers in the band, how is this not called the Farmer's Brothers Band?
Because they would have to play bluegrass.
That's exactly. You know,
that's true.
Interesting. So you're talking about Bill Farmer, then, as the voice of Goofy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So like we
don't tell me you're related.
I wish. No, we just like knew that because like we would like see his name and we're like, well, we wonder if we're like distantly related because we do have the same last name.
His son is also named Austin. So I. Technically, could be his alias.
Dude,
Austin
that
Farmer.
Is crazy.
I don't know why we know this, but we
do. That's
because you guys all share the same last name.
Probably.
See,
yeah.
I'm not so crazy with this impersonation thing, Eddie. They ever actually knew the guy's name.
They know the guy who does it. They don't know a bunch of people that do the impressing.
Well,
the
he was doing Goofy, and I was doing Scooby-Doo. I was like, and my Scooby-Doo was better than his. I gotta tell you. I'm gonna make him do Scooby-Doo, and then we're just gonna have a silent reaction. I'm like, okay, cool. And then you can tell me after the show what you think. Anyways, let's talk about these guys. Let's not talk about.
Let's keep talking about
another
this.
Matt Champagne, another Bill Farmer, or another Austin Farmer. Let's talk about Island Apollo. How did you guys come together and decide to, you know, start this band?
Yeah, well, we've been playing together forever. You know, obviously we're brothers, so we've been making music together. We've known Ryan since we met in preschool. Me and Ryan.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
So we're, you know, family friends and such. And Matt, we met in middle school, so we've all been making music together forever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and
where did you grow up? Where did you
Irvine?
Irvine,
oh, Irvine, okay. California. That roundabout
that explains
that
all the whiteness.
Yeah, do you like our massive, yeah, like literal farmer's
explains
stand right
the
now?
Whiteness.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Not just a cruel joke.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
No, it's true. Yeah, but so it's just been like we've always been making music. You know, whether it's, you know, playing the talent show when we were like in elementary school or whatever, and just kind of came about where we would start writing our own songs, and here we are.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you guys all fight over who's going to play what? And did you guys have a like plan, like, hey, preschool, you're going to sing?
So how many people are brothers?
Three.
So three of us.
You three.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait, let's guess who's the oldest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's, I'm going to guess right. He's the oldest.
Oh, really?
I'm going to guess he's the youngest, and he's the middle child. Am
so,
I right?
So as of today, we are consecutively ordered in age. So we got Adam, who's 26.
Oh, shit.
Or no, I guess it would be my birthday. But so Ryan and I are both 25.
Oh, it's your birthday too?
No.
What?
I got that wrong.
Crazy to me.
Yeah, but no.
On his birthday, we will be consecutively.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. Okay, but then Matt comes in next at 24, 23. Sorry, he'll be 24
soon. Yeah,
yep. And Austin at
maybe just because you just had this air of like, you
I'm
know what?
Cool.
I'm a bad motherfucker. So I'm just gonna be the coolest.
The three brothers, 22.
25.
26.
Can you say that in three-part harmony?
How far apart are you guys? 25, 26.
A year and a couple months.
Wow,
yeah.
You parents did not wait.
did not. That's. Oh,
she was
God.
Still sore.
She was like,
"Okay,
I'm ready for the next."
Wow,
this is crazy.
It's called Irish twins, right?
You know, their parents
such
are probably
an
listening.
Awful
isn't that called?
Right now.
Isn't that called Irish twins?
Well, they're
Irish
know.
Twins.
Is that what
I didn't
called?
Know that was a thing. I don't know.
Are you
called
just
Irish
making
twins?
Irish jokes because it's St. Patty's?
No, that's literally when you have two kids that are that close together. It's called Irish twins.
Really?
I never knew that.
Yeah,
because
I
the parents got
know.
Drunk and had sex again,
oh,
and had a baby like right after the other baby
for
so
the
like,
second time.
It's Irish twins.
Yeah,
that's a true thing.
That's something I'm not going to ask them.
That's
about.
A true thing, guys.
We won't Google that. We'll just assume that you are correct.
I'm just saying.
All right,
get an Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys met in preschool. Yeah. When did you guys decide? Okay, you had to have fight. Fought
oh,
at some point.
We, yeah, I mean, it's just natural, right? Yeah.
You know, well, but. You know, we started actually our first guitar lessons all together, so we started all on guitar.
Dude, yeah. In, like, bad move. Grade. All four of you, like, let's play, I want to be the lead guitarist. Yeah. And just, you three lost.
My hands weren't big enough to fit around the guitar's neck back
okay.
in the day, so
right.
I started doing a whole bunch of different stuff. I was originally doing drums and piano.
Okay.
And I hated piano. I had awful piano teachers who were old ladies who I didn't. They
right.
just made me not like piano at all.
Yeah,
because they
tends
smelled.
To happen.
They smelled really bad. And so that's
we had, in fact, we had a piano teacher. This is awful. I feel bad for saying this, but she was like really.
She's
really,
listening. Just so
she's
you know.
Dead by now.
Oh, yeah, she probably is.
She's dead. By
she
now.
Would come in and she would have like these vitamins, but she would eat them like candy.
Ew, gross.
And she, like I, and like literally like candy. Like she'd be sitting down on the piano bench with us, and I just hear. You know, like this really disgusting and just this crunch the whole time. But these vitamins were like hard candy, and she would just keep going at it. And
they could have been drugs. Probably Quaaludes.
It's probably
were you
chalk.
Talking about Keiko, Heath?
No. Oh, we okay. love Keiko. No, she's
saying,
young, dude. No, we're talking about.
I hope drugs. told
no.
why she was the way she was.
She's we love her, dude. She's on. No.
And that
she
vitamin
was,
story would be okay
she's
if it's the Flintstones
straight.
Vitamins, because those I could eat like crack if I was not five.
I think he
old.
Would have included that in the story if it was.
No, we're talking. Yeah, no, the Flintstones. I will still have those in the morning if they're available,
dude. You I know? Was just thinking that I was in Target the other day. I was like rolling by the fucking Flintstones. Yeah. I'm like, is it okay to take those as an
no,
adult?
No, not okay. Poison.
What's in those? I mean, it can't be real. It can't be. Let's be honest. It's probably not some. It's probably not vitamins at all.
Sugar.
Just sugar and just a bunch of bullshit. Good marketing team. You know, that's what I'm saying. Anyways,
yeah.
So you guys all fought for guitar. You lost, you lost, and you lost. You went for the bass because you're like, six strings is too many. You went for the keys because you're like, my hands hurt when I play drums. Yeah. How did you stick with guitar?
Oh, man. You know, well, I really don't know, to be honest. It just kind of happened.
Pete's left-handed, so I think
he's like, look at me, I can shred. You guys are like, oh, we can't do that.
Well, I'm left-handed, but I play guitar right-handed. Because when we got our first guitar for Christmas, like way back in the day, I remember just like looking at the guitar, and I was like, you know, when you're left-handed, everything is adapted
I'm
to
left-handed.
That. You are too? Yeah, so you get it, right? Like, you can't even use, like,
I do
scissors.
Most things right-handed because you have to.
Yeah, you have
to. I write left-handed, but everything else I'm doing.
Yeah, that's basically what I do, too. But I remember looking at the guitar, and I was just like, Dad, like, I'm left-handed. I can't play this. And then he just looks at me,
and
like,
your dad's like,
not.
Enough being a weirdo. Just play the guitar.
Sack up
basically,
and get out.
Stop being a left-handed weirdo.
You're going to make money doing this, okay? Like, all right. No.
And then you're like...
Yeah, just like that, dude. No.
And your brothers are like, I'm going to get a different instrument. Something that has less chicks that are attracted to it. I'm just kidding. I also play keyboards.
Hey, all
right. All right,
I love keyboards. Nice. I love them all. And I also play and write some bass.
Nice.
I don't play it live, but I do play those two live. But I love
bass.
Do you
sing
too?
Do you sing?
I do. I sing. All right, yeah, dude. That's what I've been trained to do. Yeah. So. I'm in on this action, man. Yeah. All right, so how do you guys write a song? Tell us what that process is like. You got five of you.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's very different every time. And the way we structure our band is we split everything. So I think Coldplay kind of does that too, but yep. Chris Martin takes 40%.
No, he takes it evenly.
I beg to differ.
Fight!
I saw
the actual songwriting copyright splits.
Oh, really?
Split, same with you too.
Wow.
Well, it might have changed maybe.
Maybe
I know
it's changed. Maybe
those
he's like,
stories,
I want to be a little more greedy.
Yeah, I think maybe. He had more bargaining power.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But anyway, we split it all. So when we just, it really makes us kind of get to the best song. There's no reason for any song to come to prominence unless it's the best one. Right. So, like, God Save the Queen's one we have, Heath wrote it completely.
Cool.
And then he brought it to us, and because I'm singing, I do the lyrics, kind of,
right,
just to make it more personal.
Right.
And then he wrote a tagline that was really, like, 10 lines of the song, too, that was lyrics. So it's very different every time. But really, a lot of the times, I think the best songs are when someone brings a pretty good idea, and that's a different person every time, and then we workshop it as a band.
That's the cool thing about being in a band in general. It's like you all, you know, I actually had a conversation with John Mayer, of all people, in a green room about it. It's like, when you're in a band, you want to impress each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, everybody wants to bring in the coolest song or, like, the coolest riff, and you may be, like, working on it or, like, working on the song forever, but when you bring it in, you like, play it off, like, oh, yeah, I just came up with this little riff or this little song, and it's like, when you actually see that everybody else is jiving on it, too, that's the greatest feeling, that's the best part of being in
a band. Totally. Well, yeah, and, I mean, you may come up with an idea by yourself, but like there's so many different ideas and little nuances that everybody else is going to add that you would have never thought of.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we all have different influences. We really do. As you know, even though we have grown up together, like we all come from different musical backgrounds, just from different things that we've done growing up. And it is really interesting just like how even like when it comes to the beat or just the bass line. I mean, everyone comes up with ideas for all the parts. We don't just come up with ideas for our own instruments. So, like, you know, we're all very cognizant of what needs to be done to help, you know, make everything round.
Well, we're all out of time, thanks to
No!
I'm just kidding. Well, let's get to the music before we do actually run out of time. They were like, what?
Really?
All right, what are you guys going to play us first?
So this song is called Lion Eyes. Ryan and I, we came up with this on a boat in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
I hope there were chicks out there.
I'm
just kidding.
No, I'm just kidding. For like a couple days, just me and him on the
water. Was there a volleyball involved?
It was beautiful.
Tom Hanks was there.
It was very intimate.
I'm just kidding.
So this song is called Lion Eyes.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Thank you.
searching for a reason to get away from you. Because I've never felt so good as when you're around. And now I'm making up a story the way you want me to. With a picture perfect ending tying me down. Sometimes I fear the thoughts that I keep to myself, and it makes me feel like I'm just an animal. Sometimes I'm holding back what I want you to know, and it makes me feel like I'm just an animal. An animal. Oh, 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 oh. Because I've got to know, like I'm hiding from the sinner caught in your eyes. And now the more I try, it lingers like a broken song. And I'm a burning kind of figure out in the night. Sometimes I fear the thoughts that I keep to myself, and it makes me feel like I'm just an animal, an animal. Oh, sometimes I'm holding back what I want you to know, and it makes me feel like I'm just an animal, an animal. Oh, 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 oh. Thoughts that I keep to myself, and it makes me feel like I'm just an animal. And sometimes I'm holding back what I want you to know, and it makes me feel like I'm just an animal. Oh, sometimes I fear the thoughts that I keep to myself, and it makes me feel like I'm just an animal, an animal. Oh, sometimes I'm holding back what I want you to know, and it makes me feel like I'm just an animal, an animal. Oh, 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 oh.
I only heard half the song. I don't have headphones. Oh, God. So I just hear him singing. I hear the guitar.
Me too.
I just hear pounding for the drums. So but that sounded good.
I totally didn't even think of that.
Really good.
There's one moment where it just looked like you guys were all just serenading Eddie. And it's just, kind of he just got sitting there like.
I got a little shy.
I was like, Eddie must feel a little anxiety, right?
That's why we're here.
A little shy.
That was awesome. Playing the drums like that, is that hard?
I mean,
because you're used to a drum set, right?
Yeah.
So it's like complete reconfiguration, right?
I'm like sweating right now.
So you wear it well.
I keep thinking you're wearing a tuxedo shirt.
He looks like a Power Ranger right now, right?
Yeah. Oh, you do. Totally. You
totally like a Power Ranger badass. Referee. Yeah.
He's like, silence!
It's a drummer, dude.
That was, seriously, gentlemen, I was very impressed.
Oh, thank you.
It was quite magical, if I do say so myself. No, really. That was pretty badass. I mean, you know, you see bands coming through here and you're like, all right, let's see what you can do when you gotta strip it down, you gotta do it live. But that was kick ass with the harmonies and everything. I was like, they're mixing themselves.
They were all in on it.
Yeah, dude, it was great. It was great. Slamming. So you guys are touring. Tell us what you guys are doing. Are you guys out there playing? Are you guys digging the Hollywood scene?
Yeah. Yeah, we just had an EP release show down in Santa Ana not too long ago. And, yeah, we're excited to play some more shows about that, for that. And, yeah, it should be fun.
He had his radio voice on for that.
He should have his own mic.
You know it, dude. Now on, man.
I kind of like him going back and forth like a little gopher. Like, he's like, which mic am I going to choose?
It's like whack-a-mole.
Austin actually does some sideline work as a radio announcer, I think.
Yeah. A little bit. For, like, fake like whiteboard commercials on YouTube.
That's awesome. Yeah. Really? Are you bullshitting me?
I'm not.
Don't bullshit me. I'm easily fooled.
I do a lot of random freelance stuff, and that part of it is like those little cheesy whiteboard animations.
That's awesome, dude.
Thank you.
Dude.
Well, when you're a musician, you got to find like little odd jobs, I think. So it's been kind of funny this year.
Eddie's a comedian, so he does porn on the side.
I wish. That would be a great odd job.
No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't do porn. I should have said, I'm just kidding. He's not
a comedian.
I watch
porn. It's a big difference.
You're an avid fan.
Avid viewer.
So where are you guys playing next? Are you guys recording another record? Are you guys... You guys have a record that we're going to play some tracks off of, right?
Yeah, so we just released the 5-song EP, and pretty soon we're going to hopefully be rounding it out to be a full length. The whole album is done. It's written. It's ready to go. You know, we just need to get in the studio and make it happen, you know. But we're completely self-contained right now. We do, you know, we manage ourselves. We book ourselves and, you know, all that. So... we do our own artwork, you know. We do our own videos,
that's awesome.
Everything. So
that's commendable.
Make our website. Honestly, well, thanks. Yeah.
It's not easy doing that. And it's like, I know everybody probably has jobs. Like, I'm going to take the merch. I'm going to do the artwork. All right, guys.
I'll deal with the babes.
You would be terrible in a band.
Well, yeah. First of all, I call them babes.
Yeah.
Matt's like, I'll get the Power Ranger shirts. I only got one for me.
I call them Pink Ranger.
Guys, we're all supposed to dress like this. What the? Ah!
I'm just kidding. No, but you know what? Yeah. It's like, it's super hard to do it. And man, you guys are out there doing it. And you finished your first EP. What's the EP called?
It's just self-titled. It's called Island Apollo. And, you know, we've been, like I said, we've been making music for years. And we just wanted to start fresh with this new idea, Island Apollo. And it's just like, okay, might as well just make a statement. Like, this is us.
Where'd you come up with Island Apollo?
So Adam and I went to Long Beach State. We spent a lot of time up there, obviously. Long Beach Bay has these oil rigs that are disguised as islands. And I never knew that. I thought these were just, like, legit islands. And, you know, I read about it. I know, right? This is, like, really so much mystery.
Dude, our studio audience is loving this.
There's also an underground alien base there, too.
Yeah, probably. Supposedly.
Heath was a philosophy major, so he takes his time with...
Well, let me...
Well, he's got to go with the origin story, and then...
Yeah.
Then we can move easy there.
And then there was an alien base.
There was the tree of knowledge.
I plucked the fruit from the tree of knowledge. And no, anyway, each of those islands is named after an Apollo astronaut. I thought that was cool. Island Apollo. We all liked it. And
shouldn't it be Island, like, one of the astronauts' names then?
Well, then they're island choosing Alman. Islands.
What? Island Armstrong.
Yeah. They're choosing, like, a specific island.
Then why does the middle O of Apollo have a line through it?
Why all the questions?
You know, you'd have
I'm
to
just
ask
wondering.
Matt.
Killing their vibe.
They did it for you do it for a reason.
You'd have to ask Matt that question. He designed that artwork.
He's like, I was in the middle of my Power Rangers shirt and I had to stop.
It's my hand.
Stop giving Matt
video.
So many design responsibilities.
He's like, I just want to play drums.
I know. That's a true thing,
dude. You know what? The very fact that you are doing all that work, I mean, man, trust me.
Well, because a zero with a line through it means zero, right? Like, that's how you differentiate an O from a zero.
Probably. So I guess technically it would be app zero low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
App zero low.
So that's great.
Yeah. Well, when we were in the design processes for the logo, we, like, went through all these different stages to try to make sure it did not look like El Pollo Loco. when the name was yeah, there.
That would have been great for branding.
Could have got a corporate sponsor.
Yeah. I would have gladly taken that. Yeah, I think we all would have.
You know when people go to iTunes for El Pollo Loco?
Yeah. They should.
You guys could have got so many more downloads by mistake.
Can I just download my food to my home? Yeah. Like, just make America fatter. Download food right to your home.
Oh, people are like, I like that idea.
That'll happen.
You know what? In 5 years, that's going to be something you're going to be like, damn it.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, Apple food just coming out.
So let's actually hear something from this EP. What are we going to play?
Yeah, so this song is called Miracle. And it's basically, well, how do you guys describe it? It's like there's a lot of influence,
you know,
Broken Bells and stuff.
There is something that happens at the chorus that I've never said really to anyone, but basically the verse is basically me saying I don't like you to a girl. The chorus is a falsetto part by us, and I've always kind of thought that's the girl.
Yeah. And, so it's like two personas like battling each other in a song.
Yeah, but I mean, I want people to take it as they will. So it's a little nonsensical and fun. But yeah.
So you just took all the imagination out of the song for everybody.
This is no longer impressionist.
This is my song.
You can interpret it the way I want it to. I mean, it's our song, guys. Our song. All right, so here's Miracle by Island Apollo.
Oh,
you.
Thank you.
Dude, I've heard two songs. Are you guys into The Killers?
We love The Killers.
Dude, yeah. I can totally hear that influence. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. I love it, dude. I'm giving you the cock of approval.
I always wanted that. Great. Thanks.
And he was like, is it my turn? Oh, it's not my turn yet.
Yeah, I think Killers were kind of the one thing that we started out loving, all of us. We all came from really different vibes, but that was like the one thing that we never really talked about, but we all really loved The Killers.
Well, let's talk about that right now. What are each of your individual... Let's just start with you, Ryan. We'll just go down the line. Otherwise, everybody's going to be like... Who are your influences?
I really like Arcade Fire a lot. Okay. And that kind of got me into realizing I wanted to be kind of like stadium rock. So right. I started like Springsteen and Killers and a little bit of Coldplay, but not as much. I really like Death Cab for Cutie. It's all over, though. My first big one was John Foreman of Switchfoot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the lyrics. I just loved the lyrics. And that really got me into it. But what do you got, Os?
I played Bonnaroo with Bruce Springsteen and Death Cab for Cutie.
So oh, shit.
I saw them, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for me, I have a lot of different influences. I think, the first album I was really, swept away by was the Thriller album by Michael Jackson. I came to that later on in my life, maybe a couple years ago. And, like, for all the synth stuff, that is, like, what I strive to be.
It's still the shit.
Yeah.
It's still the shit.
It's amazing. That, and then, I love Queen. I just listened to the Uptown Special album.
Love Queen. I just met Brian May like 2 months ago.
No way, dude.
At a pizza joint right down the street from me.
Whoa,
I was like, insane. Dude, I should meet you at like a gig or something. I meet you at a pizza joint.
That's pretty cool. That's like cool.
It was awesome. No, it was cool. It was super cool. But I was just like, don't be an asshole.
Start telling me stuff.
I just want to be like, you're the best ever.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a PhD in astronomy. Isn't that crazy?
He's a badass. I knew that, actually. Yeah, actually, I thought it was in neuroscience. You're right. It's in astronomy.
I don't know. Yeah, but
there's another rock star that has one in neuroscience. I'm like, dude, guys.
Yeah, they're geniuses.
Seriously.
Right?
You're making it hard for us.
It's insane.
Just to be musicians.
Yeah. Well, so for me, all of that, I'm a fan of all those artists. Heavily influenced. I'm also influenced by like The Bird and the Bee, like Saint Vincent, things like that. Adam, what about you?
Well, I think also a big influence for us growing up was the Beach Boys. Our uncle played.
I thought you were going to say the Bee Gees. I was like, well, that would work, guys.
Our uncle played in the Beach Boys for 15 years.
Dude, yeah, that's so crazy.
So we grew up sort of backstage and
and then growing up.
How do I top that story, guys?
Yeah, like,
at least I got my Power Rangers shirt on. go ahead.
I never watched Power Rangers growing up, by the way.
What? Sure, buddy. I'm just kidding.
Who are your influences? I love Foster the People.
Yeah,
I think
they're
that
great.
Band's rad. Love the Killers. And Buddy Rich.
And it goes without
Buddy
saying.
Buddy Rich, dude, that's eclectic, dude. Yeah. Not many people throw that name out there.
I love Sinatra and like big bands.
Yeah, me too. That's where some of the best drummers were. Like, I came from classical music and then came from the jazz school of thought. So, anytime somebody mentions anything in that genre, I'm like, dude. Because I love it all. I mean, I think that's what makes great bands.
Yeah.
You have so many eclectic influences. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let's have you play something else.
All right.
What are you going to play for us now?
So this song's called Belieber. It started.
Did you say Belieber?
Belieber.
Okay. Just check it.
This song is called Belieber.
Belieber.
And that's the show, everybody.
I almost punched myself in the face.
This is a good example of it started very different than it is now. It was like a kind of like the Hives at first.
Yeah.
And now, you'll hear it. It's not at all like that at all.
Well, I mean, this is a different version of it, and it's an acoustic version, of course, but it's you'll get the vibe still, of course.
Okay.
All right. You guys ready?
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Something in the cold, you gave it out and you gave it all away. It's making marks and you're washing it away. And you call them out and they fumble down and you gave it all away. Well, we're leaving in a car today. Yeah, something in your eyes tells me that you're my believer. You're so dead, nigga. Just so
funny, Eddie. I actually took my headphones off to hear what you're hearing. It is a totally different.
It's a totally.
World.
I'm sure it's completely. you know,
it's
not
it's
bad.
Awesome.
It's just
no.
Sounds like dudes camping and singing.
No, it sounds awesome. I mean, you really gotta hear it. So I'm like,
can't.
You're like, I'm giving.
I'll go back and listen to it later.
You sacrificed. I was like, I was a selfish one. I was like, I still want my headphones. You're like, I'll sacrifice mine for the
it's
team.
It's okay. It's okay.
So where can people find you? What's your websites, your Twitter, your Instagrams, all that shit?
So you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, just at Island Apollo. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IslandApollo. Our official website, islandapollo.com. It's very simple. Very okay. simple.
So I don't have to shoot myself in the head trying to memorize all these.
No.
Dude, I mean, honestly, it's a little out of hand when like people are like, yeah, find me. I went to a hotel once and there were 15 little like Twitter signs, Facebook. I was like, there's no way. There's no way I'm that interested in anybody to figure out all 15 of these places. And like, you know what? And when they're that available, I'm like, no, I'm just not going to find you. How about that? But that's easy enough to remember. What were you saying, Matt?
No, I said there's always like an underscore, like a period, like they don't own the official one.
Yeah, and it's like, which one's the most important? Right, you know, like, come on. And you know what? If I swear to God, if he had a bow tie, that'd be the future of tuxedos, dude. Yeah, you mark my words, dude. That's the way people are going to dress in the future. And my hat's off to you because you're ahead of your time.
He is.
And he's like, seriously?
Like, you're really fixated on his shirt. Like, you love his shirt.
No, I think it's cool. Honestly, because I think from my side...
You started off making fun of it, and now, like, you want it. No. Like, you've completely fallen in love with his shirt.
Have you seen the movie Rad?
No.
Oh, well, you need to see the movie Rad, because there are some hilariously... I guess what they wanted to think were futuristic fashion statements, and there's one jacket that
I saw Back
I think
to
I'm going to get
too
for
has
Christmas.
A lot of that stuff too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And so Star Trek.
Yeah. So I mean, he's not that like that out there, but I'm saying it's a cool shirt.
You put a Star Trek pin on that shirt. It looks,
dude. That's what I'm saying. See, like you have to be like into sci-fi or something. You are. Yeah, you are. See,
I'm into dopeness.
You know? Dopeness. I like this, dude. With your name, honestly, with your last name being Champagne, you have to be smooth with the ladies, like ladies.
Matt,
Champagne.
He for sure gets like the most like fans for himself. Like, the most
like,
fans. Yeah.
I like how you called it fans.
Yeah,
when you meant to say puss.
Yeah. You can say groupies. It's okay.
Whatever.
Eddie.
Same thing.
Come on.
We're all adults.
Your parents are listening.
We're all. No, they're not.
My parents are listening.
And they're adults, too. We're all adults.
Dude. Seriously.
We're all adults.
So, when are we going to see you guys play next? Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
We're going to be playing in LA soon. Don't know when yet.
Okay,
but
it's a mystery. It's a mystery.
We've been booking tours and everything. A bunch of the tours fell through.
Oh,
so
that
basically
sucks.
We're at the point where it's like, okay, great. Let's book more summer tours and redo things.
Well, yeah, because like we are an unsigned band. And so like a lot of times like we have honestly been like the booking agents and everybody and the bands are like, okay, yeah, you guys are good to go on the road. But like we are ready. And then like at the last minute, like the record label will be like, well, we have this other, you know, junior artist that we'll just do a buy on for instead.
Right.
And then we're like, but
isn't that, you know what?
That sucks.
That's the hard. Let me tell you this from experience. This state, like this phase that you're in, is the hardest. It's the hardest. And you're going to look back on it and be like, dude, that was the shit. Because you're in the trenches. I mean, you eat shit, and you eat shit together. Right. Like, you all eat shit together.
But we have the most freedom at this.
And you have the, and it's like, this is where it's like exciting because you're exploring your musical sound. Yeah. You're also making connections, and you see how those connections flourish. You see how some, you know, things, man, those trips, honestly, those tours. I've gone to a show and they're like, oh yeah, we tried calling you, you're bumped. It's like, what do you mean we're bumped? We have 150 people waiting outside. You bump us back on. You know what I mean? It's like, so sometimes
that
shit happens. You
know?
The best thing you can do is get the people listening.
Yeah, you know, all we really care about is like, we just want to make the music that we want to make and just, you know, have a career off it. You know, like that's all.
You guys
we
are
really
definitely
want,
talented and good enough. Honestly, no
thank
bullshit.
You.
And you guys thank should you. Be doing this more. Let's play something else off your record.
Sure.
Let's promote more of this record.
Pure Love, maybe? Or Phoenix? Which one do you think?
Pure Love.
Well, yeah, that's not on our SoundCloud page.
Yeah, I only have Lion Eyes.
Yeah, so, we do have Lion Eyes, and that was the first one we did acoustic. This is a different version on the recording.
You want to put that? Do you have something on your website? We
can go to your website. This is perfect. We'd love for everybody to hear
this.
Okay,
let's do this.
To Spencer Ludwig from Capital Cities. He played trumpet on this track.
Oh, dude, I heard trumpet on another one of your tracks.
Yeah, so.
I saw that you guys opened it from. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. On Miracle, we had Matt's dad play trumpet because he's a great musician. And but on this one, Lion Eyes, we had Spencer Ludwig from Capital Cities.
They're great. I just saw them at Coachella.
We love them. Yeah, they're so good, awesome. Right?
You guys opened for them, too, somewhere, right?
Yeah, we played with them a couple times.
Well, that's awesome. Here's a funny story. Originally, they were going to open for us. We've known them for a couple years. And then Safe and Sound blew up and that happened. Yeah, and then literally like a week before the show, we were like, guys, can you please play after us? We don't want to go on after you. Please.
They sold it out, too.
Really?
We were at the Rocks. I mean, they're playing amphitheaters and stuff now.
Right.
So,
yeah, right.
It was supposed to be our show.
They're huge.
You're like, we're going to switch it. That's pretty cool, you guys, to do that.
Yeah, I mean
you guys are saving your own ass, too.
Yeah,
but it's pretty cool.
Really,
you guys, most people don't do that, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just run into all sorts of people, you know, in this town, and we love it. So, but anyway, this is Lion Ice. It's off our new self-titled EP, Island Apollo, and we hope you guys like it.
Cool.
When you're around, and now I'm making up
Hey, everybody, we're back.
We're back.
So, one more time, guys. Where can people find you?
Yeah, so you guys can go to islandapollo.com. Go to facebook.com/islandapollo. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, just @islandapollo. And, yeah, we hope to meet a lot of people via the interwebs.
Cool, guys. Way. Well, thanks for having us.
Cash in on that.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are great. So, we wish you the best of luck, awesome. And we'll thank have you back on soon.
Yeah, for Nikhil, so I'm Eddie, and rest in peace, Ramsey. Good night, everybody.
Who's Ramsey?